This is Bisa Karmeli of the 21st of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, up to now you have continued to move along on the basis of the things you have heard from others. The Father now gives you this knowledge directly and makes you as knowledgeable as He is. Question. What are the signs and the praise of the stage of good effort makers? Answer. Good effort making children follow the mother and father fully. They have mercy for their lives and pay full attention. They definitely make time to sit in remembrance of Baba. Their stage is remembered as unshakable, immovable and stable. They are called Mahavirs. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. On the path of devotion, the world just sings songs. You children now understand that you too used to sing praise of the innocent Lord on the path of devotion, and that now that same innocent Lord is personally in front of you. The words, innocent Lord, belong to the path of devotion, whereas the words, Shiv Baba, belong to the path of this knowledge. You understand that according to the eternally predestined drama plan, the Father has to come at the confluence age to inspire us to make effort. He has been inspiring you to make effort cycle after cycle. He also tells you, children, for how long you have been performing devotion. Those who started performing devotion in the beginning will come and take this knowledge and then become part of the Sun Dynasty. In the Golden Age, there won't be just one Lakshmi and Narayan. There will also be their dynasty. That is called the deity clan. There used to be the deity clan in Bharat, whereas there is now the devilish clan. This is the confluence age. You now have to go from this devilish clan to that deity clan. This is truly the same Mahabharat war that has been remembered. It is just that they have put Sri Krishna's name there instead of Shiva's. By the one Gita being falsified, all the scriptures were falsified. The main thing is the Gita. There are so many Gita study places, pathshalas, and Gita houses, bhavans. A Gita Pashala is where they relate the knowledge of the Gita. The ones who spoke the Gita are no longer there, but the praise of those who existed continues. The Father explains to you children every day with a lot of love. Baba never gets angry. He always explains to everyone with love. Children, you were Sato Pradhan, and then you continued to take rebirth. He also tells you people of Bharat that you originally belonged to the deity religion. Who would come to claim the inheritance first? It would be those who claimed it in the previous cycle who say, Baba, we have no support apart from you. Only when it is the confluence age does the Father forgive you. You children know that the kingdom of Ravan and the kingdom of Rama exist here. It is now the kingdom of Ravan, and this is why people want the kingdom of Rama. When you speak of Shiv Baba, your intellects go to the incorporeal one. It is the incorporeal one whom you remember. It is souls who call out to the Father. It isn't that God is waiting to hear the cries of souls. The Father explains, according to the drama plan, I enter a body in order to purify the impure. It isn't that I come on hearing your call. I have to come when devotion comes to an end. These matters have to be understood. The time comes when you children begin to call out. When he is to come is not written anywhere. They have written an inaccurate duration of the cycle. Every home should have this picture so that they can look at it every day and remember that this is Baba, this is Dada, and this is the inheritance. The Father says, children, in order to become Setul Pradhan, remember me and the alloy will be removed. Only the Father explains this method. This Father also says, I too am making effort. Children caution one another and make progress. The explanation in these pictures is very good. Shiv Baba is carrying out the establishment through Brahma. The great Mahabharat war is just ahead of you. All of those innumerable religions will be destroyed. Therefore, there surely has to be a war for that. You children should not forget these things. Truly, the Iron Age is now in the extreme depths of hell. There are so many human beings, and so destruction definitely has to take place. There will only be one religion in the Golden Age. They will be those who have gone around the cycle of 84 births. This is very easy, but all of those religions will definitely be destroyed. Establishment of the one religion is now truly taking place. The bestower of salvation for all is the Father. You children receive the inheritance from the Father. You children know that the study you are now studying is for your future 21 births. God speaks, I teach you and make you into the masters of heaven for 21 births. The Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty clans are truly being established. Whatever effort each of you makes, the status you claim will accordingly be high. Shiv Baba says, follow this mother and father. You can see them and Vaikunth paradise in the subtle region. You even see yourselves too. You also become emperors and empresses. You also have visions of Vaikunth. They believe that Bharat truly was Vaikunth. At that time, it was the land of Sri Krishna, whereas today it is the land of Kans, the devil. Tomorrow it will be the land of Krishna. Night has to change into day. There is the unlimited day for half a cycle, and then the unlimited night for half a cycle. People continue to stumble around in the darkness. The night of Brahma is the night of you Brahmins. You Brahmins will then become deities. In the Golden Age, there are no Brahmins, only deities. You children know that Bharat was the land of pure kings, Rajasthan, and that it then became the land of impure kings. Bharat has always been a land of kings. Kingdoms have continued here all the time. Those of other religions do not have a kingdom from the start. Only God establishes this kingdom. Only God comes and teaches you Raj Yoga. He is the incorporeal ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness. You know that you are receiving the inheritance from Baba. Certainly your efforts are still taking time. The more effort you make, the more you will be able to show the path to others. The Father says, remember me, and you will become pure from impure. You will become the masters of the pure world. It is so easy. If physical parents are in this knowledge, they should make their children equal to themselves. If parents earn a true income, they should inspire their children to do the same. Some children are very good and say, I will study this spiritual study and continue to give this message to every home. The Father says, I am the messenger. I give you the message, return home. Founders of other religions simply come and establish their own religions. I give everyone the message that they now have to return home. This world is no longer worth living in. Remember me and you will become pure. You were pure and then Ravan made you impure. I have now come to purify you once again. All of those bombs will be released in just a short time, and everyone will understand that it is the same Mahabharat war. God will definitely be present too. However, they believe that the God of the Gita is Sri Krishna. There is so much confusion. If there weren't this confusion, what need would there be for God to come? The path of devotion is called a maze. The Father says, by remembering me, you will stop making mistakes. Previously, you used to consider yourselves to be bodies. You now consider yourselves to be souls. Only the Father cautions you, children become soul conscious. You are sitting here personally in front of the Father. There at the centers, the sisters explain what Shiv Baba says. Here the Father tells you directly, I sit and talk to you souls. You children know that Baba is explaining to you through this one. This is a beneficial meeting. The Father says constantly, remember me alone. We have to claim our inheritance of heaven from Baba. Remember the Father in heaven. Don't perform any sinful actions. If you perform any sinful actions, you will accumulate 100-fold sin. It is Maya that makes you perform sinful actions. You have to conquer her. This is why there is the story of Hanuman, Mahavir, the courageous warrior. You are Hanuman, Mahavir's. We now belong to Baba. We cannot be defeated by Maya. By remembering Baba, you will become Satopradhan, conquerors of sinful actions. If you don't become this, you destroy your status. Good effort-making children have mercy for their lives. No matter what happens, they stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. They remain unshakable and immovable. Destruction has to take place. Everyone's maternal and paternal uncles, etc., and gurus, etc., will all be destroyed. The Satguru says, I will take you back home with me. People are in absolute darkness. you know that Shiv Baba will take us back with him. People say death has eaten that one. However, I take you to the land of peace. A soul sheds a body and departs. It isn't death that takes that soul away. The soul has to leave. I myself have come to take you back home. Has Baba come to kill you? No. You have to shed your old bodies. You souls have to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Even the elements are Tamo Pradhan now. This is why your bodies are also made like that. There, your bodies will be beautiful, because they will be made out of Sato Pradhan elements. The father says, I am once again establishing the Golden Age deity religion. You are those who have taken 84 births. You have forgotten your own religion. No others forget their religion. You now know how you, who originally belonged to the deity religion, were so elevated and how you have now become so degraded. The Father sits here and explains to you every cycle. You then continue to explain to others. The cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end, and destruction is just ahead. Make yourself worthy of becoming the masters of heaven. You have to become that by having remembrance. Wake up early in the morning and remember Baba. Baba, it is a wonder how you come and speak personally. Those things related by others belong to the path of devotion. We souls have now found you, our Father. When souls find the Father, they come to meet him with that love. Children meet their father with a lot of love. Here, the incorporeal father is incognito. This is why Baba always says, when you meet this one, meet him while remembering Shiv Baba. People don't understand anything. Among you too, some who know me belong to me and then forget me. They become body conscious. They even promise Baba, I now belong to you. Whether male or female, the souls of both say this. However, when they are in bodies, they use the male or female term in saying, I now belong to you. Baba, I will claim my full inheritance from you. I will remember you fully. The rust cannot be removed. You cannot become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan except by having remembrance. In the Golden Age, you receive an unshakable and strong kingdom that is full of happiness, peace, and prosperity for 21 births. The Father, the Creator of Heaven, would definitely give you his inheritance. It is sung, we were concerned to find the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who lives beyond in the element of Brahm. He only comes here once. These two are matters that have to be understood. Some don't understand at all. Later, when the Great War takes place, their eyes will open. In fact, this sacrificial fire that has been created is this knowledge. It is also a war. No one knows this sacrificial fire. The sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra was created for destruction. Those people create sacrificial fires so that destruction doesn't take place and there can be peace instead. This sacrificial fire of knowledge will be created again. Those people don't know what will happen after destruction takes place. You children now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. You know the unlimited life story of everyone. There is no one else who can say, "We can tell you the life story of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul." Everyone calls out to God. They repeatedly remember him. They say, "God gave this child and did this and that." Some understand that he only took back what belonged to him. There are some people who have that kind of understanding. There are many kinds of human beings. You have now found the Father. Therefore, remember him alone. It is by having remembrance that you earn an income. You will then become the masters of the land of Vishnu. You now know the whole cycle from the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. Everything is in your intellects exactly as it is in the Father's intellect. This is why he is called the Ocean of Knowledge, the Knowledgeful One. You are now claiming your inheritance from the Father. You children have to remain unshakable and stable. It shouldn't be that Maya comes and shakes you again and again. You mustn't become like a touch-me-not plant. By not remembering the Father, you wilt. You are making effort to remember the Father. As the time comes close, you will see that your efforts have come to an end and that the end has come. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhavdara. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. Study the spiritual study and earn a true income and inspire others to do the same. Give everyone the message to return home. Don't now perform any more sinful actions. 2. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with a lot of love. Don't become like a touch-me-not plant over trivial matters. Make your stage unshakable and immovable. Blessing, may you awaken your luck with the light and might of this knowledge and become a constant embodiment of success. The children who make effort while knowing the beginning, middle and end with the light and might of this knowledge, definitely achieve success. To achieve success is also a sign of luck. To become knowledgeful is the means of awakening your luck. It isn't just having the knowledge of the Creator and the creation, because to be knowledgeful means to be embodiment of this knowledge in your every thought, word, and action. It is then that you will become an embodiment of success. If you are not able to see success, even while making the right effort, you must then understand that it is not your failing, but a means for you to become more mature and strong. Slogan: be detached while you make your physical organs act, and you will easily be able to experience your karmateet stage. Avyak signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance When you sit in yoga, you should have the power to merge everything else in a second. All thoughts of service should merge. You should have so much power that as soon as you say stop, you would be able to put a full stop. A powerful break should be applied, not a weak break. If this takes longer than a second to do, it means that your power to merge is weak. Om Shanti.